Actually, there wasn't any breakfast. And then there wasn't any lunch. Long towards the middle of the afternoon, it occurred to me that if I wanted to eat, I would have to get out and hustle some grub. I left camp and lit out north, figuring I would scout the head of the canyon. I hadn't gone very far when I stopped dead in my tracks. I heard something, kind of a clanking sound. I slipped behind a bush and studied the country ahead. I kept hearing that sound, but I couldn't see what was causing it. Then my sharp cowdog eyes picked up some movement. At first glance, it appeared to be a medium-sized, bushy-tailed dog stumbling around without a head. Well, that didn't make any sense. I'm not so easily fooled. My years of security work told me that there was more to this thing, so I decided to investigate. A dog without a head? I didn't believe it. I moved closer and pieced together the following details. 1. The subject wasn't a dog. He was a coyote. Age, approximately 3 years and 5 months. Weight, 37 pounds. Length, including tail, 43 inches. 2. He was not a he. He was a she, meaning a female of the species. Rather homely, as coyotes tend to be, but not without charm. 3. Subject had stuck her head into a Hawaiian punch can with the top cut out. The can had lodged around her ears and gotten stuck there, leaving her blind and helpless. One of the first rules you learn as a cow dog is that cow dogs and coyotes don't mix. They're natural enemies. The former devoted to protection of home, livestock, and civilization. The latter devoted to a dissolute style of life based on raiding, depredation, and uncivilized forms of behavior. In other words, I had every reason to walk away and leave the coyote to her fate, a slow, lingering death. In this business, you can't be sentimental. Still, death inside a Hawaiian punch can seemed too cruel even for a coyote. I just couldn't walk away and leave her to die, even though I had a feeling that if I helped her, I would regret it. Afternoon, ma'am. My name's Hank the Cow Dog. Appears to me that you're in distress. She heard my voice. She bristled and tried to run away. Didn't go far, though. Ran into a rock. She stopped, lay flat on the ground, and didn't move.